Hello, my name is Junie, and welcome to the Theta Game Podcast. I'm not a financial advisor, and nothing I say is financial advice. I'm just a normal retail trader, just like you. I'm not certified or a graduate of finance, just a trader that started on Wall Street Bets years ago. I've lost a lot of money and made all of it back and more after finding a system that worked for me. You can view all my trades for free at thetagang.com/Junie, no signup required, and email me any questions that I'll answer on the podcast at junie@thetagang.com. Lastly, I stream on Twitch every weekday at least an hour at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Come hang out, ask me questions, vent, or just chill. It's a positive environment, and everyone is welcome at twitch.tv/realthetagang. I've been using the TastyTrade trading platform since I started my ThetaGang journey 5 years ago, and it feels surreal that I've partnered with TastyTrade so I can focus on bringing you guys and girls the content. If you'd like to sign up and use TastyTrade for your trading journey, you can use my link in the show description or use the ThetaGang referral code, that's one word, all caps, when signing up. I use TastyTrade every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, where I chat and trade with viewers live every morning. Go again to twitch.tv/realthetagang if you're interested, join the chatter and morning hangout. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. How's everybody doing? Today's going to be probably one of the best episodes to finish off the year with, because I'm going to do all the jinxing I possibly can so that the market can go down. Today was one of my best market days for 2024. We're almost done with 2025, and it is now December 3rd, 2024. Today, starting off today's episode, you know, I just wanted to bring up like a few of my episode titles since, like, you know, we'll go as far back as July. You guys remember when in July I did that series on my favorite stuff I learned from Best Loser Wins? And all I can say right now is, you know, some of my episode titles, and I'm going up, we're now in October 8th, the title of the podcast is AI is Real and It's Here to Stay, quote, Don't Get Left in the Dust. My next episode is called How to Trade All-Time Highs. This is, again, October, 2 months ago. You know, 2 months ago, I was giving my thoughts on how to trade when the market seemed like it was only going up and it was so high. We've had a few other weeks go by. I have an episode literally titled, Have You Tried Losing? You know, like, get your money in there. Let's go, let's go, let's go. One of my better named episodes, I think ever, is called You're Not Warren Buffett. You know, like, everyone looking at that headline where Warren Buffett has, you know, piled the most amount of cash ever, and people are trying to mimic Warren Buffett. You're not Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett makes more than you ever make in your entire life by just sitting there. You're not trading in his same world. Don't pretend you're Warren Buffett. And so I think I've been pretty consistent. I think a lot of how you trade the market has to depend on what community you trade with. Who are you listening to? And who do you get to voice your reasons to? Because there's a chance where, you know, you are voicing also bullish things, but maybe you just get rebutted with a lot of bearish stuff, and that might change your mind. Or you're someone speaking in a bearish tone, but you don't have friends or trading friends to check you, you know? You don't have someone that you trust as a bear to sort of help you and guide you to flip to a bull, because it's really easy to be a bear. A profitable one is pretty difficult. It's one of the hardest sort of trading styles to ever be profitable on, just because the bull side is much easier. But if you don't have that additional edge over another trader when you're trading to be a profitable bear, like a bullish friend, you're going to get sort of, like I've mentioned, left in the dust. So, I mean, first things first, you know, I mentioned that I was going to try jinx the market. Dude, I've been trying to do that like all year. I think since I've started, I think I've only been really just hopeful that things would turn around. And it wasn't until 2024 where I've really leaned into like winning more as I'm winning. Because prior to 2024, you know, I would do all these buy rights. I would sell covered calls, wait for them to get called away. Then I'd put on my next batch. But I've been really, really just honing in on winning more. And maybe say, for example, my covered calls are in the money. Then immediately I'm selling like five cash secured puts. I'm keeping the money aggressive and getting my money in there. I had mentioned last week that if this Monday, aka yesterday, was green, it would be a really good sign for me. And it was. I put on a few trades yesterday, but I put on a lot of trades today. I think a total of like 7 or 8 cash secured puts today, because the market was just very strong. I felt like today was a good confirmation day of yesterday being a green day. And I'm really just looking for this to continue. I want to be early. I want to say this is the Christmas rally. I don't see much justification to not call this the Christmas rally. But like I've mentioned, I think a lot of how you trade ever is like who you listen to. And I know a good chunk of you dedicate some time out of your day to listen to my thoughts. And I feel like if you have been listening to me over the course of, I don't know, many years I've been doing this, I feel like it's paid off a lot. And this podcast is free. Of course, I get to talk with a lot of confidence because it's not like I'm actively managing your money. I'm just being myself. I'm already trading the market. So like as my money is in there, I'm going to talk my talk because I'm walking the walk already. You can join me at twitch.tv/realthetagang if you want to view me trading live. But yeah, I'm about it. You know, I show my profit loss literally every day to my patrons. And I just had shared in a very, very long time my profit loss on Twitter. And I'm seeing a lot of old people, not old as in like age, but like a lot of people I haven't seen in years, like that post. So it's very cool that you guys are able to still see my tweets. I know that algorithm is all messed up now. And especially since I'm not paying for Twitter right now, I'm probably very lowly prioritized. But I do appreciate everyone that's liked the post since then. Because, I mean, it's just a huge callback. You know, this is the first time. By the way, the tweet was about my first time hitting 100K profit loss year to date. Of course, we still have the rest of the year to go, but I have never seen a 6-digit number in my profit loss before. That has never happened ever. So just, I feel like I've gotten so much better at trading, and I'm like so much more confident than I feel like I was already confident, but like these days, like, I mean, you try to show me like one of my opinions is wrong, like I'm like, respectfully, no, I'm good. Like, I feel like I know what I'm doing, and it's just like up to me to try to instill in people that like, hey, I actually am pretty good at this. like I don't get many times of the year to gloat. I don't do that. You know me, I'm like really grateful for everything. And I always approach it from that point of view. But after growing a 5K account to 10K in a year, all on stream, live, showing every single trade for free at thetagang.com/junie5k, and then growing what percentage is this? Like, I don't even know. I'm up, let me see. As of market close, I'm up $102,678.90. Right? Like, that's an insane number, you know? And with withdrawals included, because I do this full time, so I actually have to like live off of my net liquid at times. You know, I don't withdraw it from often, but I'm up 38.9%, which is just crazy. So, you know, I feel like I have a good head between my shoulders, and I'm trying to, you know, tell you guys what's been working for me and like what stocks I like trading. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people try to just like overcomplicate things. I don't know how else to say it, man. It's like, I know I'm not naturally gifted at this, okay? This is not something where I'm like, oh, it's a skill issue. I've like always been good at. No, dude, like I started from Wall Street Bets, and the entire reason why I started this was because I wanted things to change, and I can't believe I'm doing it. That's like the biggest thing. Like, it's a shock to me too. And I feel like, you know, as someone that doesn't read books, I mean, I could say like I've read a book now, you know, singular, Best Loser Wins, recommended by the Discord community, aka Major. You know, I can say like, if I can do it, I know you can do it. And the fact that this is even making a house possible for me, the ability to buy a house, is such like a visceral feeling. I feel so vindicated today. I feel so good. And I don't mean to come off as arrogant right now, because like I mentioned, I don't like ever on the podcast say, oh, you know, join my Patreon for these sick gains, or like, you know, I'm up like 100% on this play, join now. I don't do any of that, right? I don't do that on Twitter. I don't market really. Like, I'm like just thankful for the amount of growth I've had so far, but I just don't do any of that stuff. So when this stuff sort of happens to me, and at the end of the year, yeah, I'm gonna flex it. Let me have just this episode to flex it. I'll be more grateful in like my end of the year episode, but this one right here, you know, I feel like I've done such a good job throughout this entire year of keeping a bullish tone on the podcast, of keeping like making sure that people are aware of the gut checks that we had. You know, the market goes down like 3% out of nowhere. It could make a lot of over leveraged people sort of get wiped out. Like, I'm putting reminders out there, but I've kept a very bullish tone from my perspective. You know, I'm not maybe as bullish as someone that says everything goes to the moon, but you know, this podcast is free, and I can't believe I'm here, like just actually doing it. This is such a big difference from when I started on Wall Street Bets, right? Like, I would have to risk so much for such a small chance to even remotely come close to 100K, right? Like 20K calls on an expiration tomorrow on a very out the money strike. Boom. That's 100K. But that's like 20K that you have to bet on like a 1 or 2% chance that you're going to win. But this was me putting in honest work, honest effort into being the best trader I can be. And over the last, how many days is it? Maybe like 330 something days, I'm 102.6K up, which is wild, wild. And at the end of the day, that just makes me really excited. It makes me excited knowing that if I can do this, I know that you can too. Because a lot of you, I think, just inherently think that I like watch the market all the time. I pay for all of these tools. I read all of these books. I'm like tied into like all these different like finance related services. I'm not. What I do and how I trade, you see, I think a good 80% of my trades just me on Twitch at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Like, that, a lot of you see a bulk of my trades for free just trading. And you guys know my process. I kind of just like look at the chart. I find a cost basis that I like to get in at. I come up with maybe some like Max Payne stuff if I'm looking for Max Payne, and some other stuff that I just have in my repertoire of like the rules and filters that I have. I don't trade companies that don't have a P&E ratio, etc., etc. So I am proof. You do not need to spend like $1,000 on like a subscription. Like, I'm proof that you don't need to be reading necessarily a book every day. I mean, a book every month is great. A book whenever you want to read a book is great too. And some subscriptions are good too. Like, just don't go crazy with them, because that's not what you need. What you need is really the group. You need to change your trading group, okay? No amount of like self-learning or anything will ever get you past that giant hurdle you need to push yourself and grow. For example, I could have kept trading the same way this year, I'd probably be green. I would probably be more or so like matching the market right now. But right now, I am absolutely beating the market. And that's because I have people in the Discord that I primarily learn from like interactions like from Meh with like long calls. As degenerate as he can be, I saw some silver lining there and I really went in. I like leaned into that. Saw some higher quantities of contracts from Banadushi. I saw a lot of different trading ideas from Major. And I just from a collective standpoint, the reason why I think my Discord's the best is because everyone's trading and everyone's sharing their trades in that like damn our trades channel that we all like get to see how everyone's trading. It is beyond me how anybody else joins and pays for something where you don't see other people trading. Like other people are just posting screenshots of what they're winning on, but you don't get to see the red parts, right? Like that's all I care about. If you're not posting red trades, I can't trust your green trades. I need to see why, when, and how you lose. And then I'll celebrate your greens harder than you celebrate your greens. I do this with Nala all the time, right? Like Nala would be really excited. He's a friend and patron in Discord. He'd be so excited that his like zebras are working, which is number one. Like I didn't believe in zebras, but he's made me believe in zebras. So that's a whole nother thing. But that, and it's also something to say, like, I am able to change my mind on things, which is something that you learn from community. You can never learn on your own, blah, blah, blah. Being able to see Nala's max drawdown. Nala will often share his, like, red days, you know? And then after sharing his red days, he comes up with, like, this crazy idea of like, oh, I'm gonna hold on to these Reddit zebras until at least December 1st, and he's talking about like all these reasons why he's gonna do it and like why he doesn't want to do it and that he's just thinking about it but voicing it out to the Discord. And we had gone back and forth, and then like I think, you know, Nala, with some of my opinion, maybe some other people's opinion, has like just agreed like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna hold on to December 1st. And then a couple days go by, Reddit is even more red, and then he's like, you know what, I'm just gonna stick to my guns, I'm gonna hold to December 1st, and boom, dude, like this dude's like sitting on like 12, 13, 14k gains because they had so much conviction and they were able to think through their process, and they're able to like sort of, not to say like your trades being public influence how you trade, because there is some degree of that, at least for me, like knowing that everyone can just view my trading history or my trades, especially in Discord. I feel like I have a lot of pressure to trade well, and that's like self-induced pressure. It's not like people in the Discord are like, ah, your trades aren't winning or stuff, because honestly, they've been doing pretty good. But like, I rue the day that actually happens, right? People join for the wrong reasons, and I have a bad string. Haven't had those in a really long time, but it can happen. But Nala showed the max drawdown, showed how much he was down at one point. It was a crazy amount. The chart looked ugly, but stuck with conviction, voicing the opinion in Discord. I was able to stick through it, and is now incredibly up. That is the cool part. That is why joining a community is so important. And you don't even need to join my community. You could join a free Discord community, but I don't know how transparent they're going to be there. A huge proponent of my Discord is that like everyone's trades show up in one channel, and that just makes everybody just more vulnerable, right? It also tells you like whose opinion you want to listen to the most, because in some like public Discord or maybe another like quote premium Discord, you might be getting opinions and advice from people that are just red, but you don't know, right? You just don't know. And so it's hard to listen and try to find advice from people that like you actually trust. And so when at the end of the day, you're going to listen to people that are green, like you want to listen to people that have had an excellent year, that talk well, speak well, that can portray both sides evenly. And I feel like that's why a lot of people listen to me on the podcast, right? Like I am very empathetic to people that get got all the time, but while I'm trying to be more aggressive in the market, I'm trying to also learn to just put more money in and be more risk heavy, and I'm trying to always learn. And the best way that I learn is from a community of transparent people, and that's what I could provide if you were to join my Patreon at patreon.com/thetagang. Whew, I think I might have drinking a little bit too much coffee before I started recording. Anyway, that was That was all unscripted, by the way, and I feel like you guys can tell. But yeah, that was something. I'm just like so proud of where our community is and how much everyone has just kept on finding their own style. It's like, it's so cool seeing like Nala's like entire journey into Zebras. Danghai is like always in the background doing some really slick trading. Who else am I noticing? Banna's always killing it. Slow's been converting into more of an aggressive style, with long stocks included. Let's see, Major's getting more into charting as always, different styles of charting. There are just a lot of people falling into a group of, and Meh, you are on top of your due diligence game. There's just so many people finding their little niche into what they like to do, and they're continuing to do more of it, right? That is maybe a metaphorical way of winning more, right? Like, you find a way that you like to trade, so you could trade that way more. But regardless of whether or not it wins is another thing. But I'd say, like, yeah, most people that have leaned into one of these directions chose this strategy, not because it wins more money over time, but because it's just more, like, more enjoyment. Like, they just enjoy that style of trading. And that's what makes trading beautiful. I think if you are in a community that, like, fosters, that's the word I was looking for, fosters that sort of mentality, then I think your chances of success are just that much better. All right. Okay, so yap session over. I want to close off today's episode with a few things. So I need to actually dive into my analytics. I don't know if most people listen to this the morning after or actually like when this, you know, like releases. But Hood Investor Day or Robinhood Investor Day is tomorrow. So there's going to be some unexpected volatility tomorrow, that we'll see. You know, if Hood stays still, a lot of the volatility in the contracts will be vanished, I'm sure. And then I wanted to just leave you off with like my favorite stocks that I'm trading right now. I think in order, I think my favorite stocks right now are Reddit, Nvidia. No. Nvidia is definitely not number two, I think, right now. It's going to be Reddit, Robinhood, Nvidia, Palantir, and then Spotify. So Spotify was my most recent pickup just today. I sold a cash secured put on Spotify. It's already doing really good, which is honestly not a good sign. I usually like it when my first, when my cash secured put starts off red. That's like usually a good sign that's going to be a good trade. This is just anecdotal, but like whenever I get really excited or hyped about my cash secured put turning green right when I open it, it doesn't end up good. So we'll see where this one ends up. But yeah, Spotify is the newest addition. I think next week I'm going to dedicate an episode and talk about Reddit. I had just made like a lightning rod level of revelation for Reddit, and that's made me get more bullish into it just today, despite it being $8.28 up today, up to $149.91. By the time I had gotten in, I think it was $5 up for the day. But then, you know, I had this like revelation. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in. This makes a lot of sense. So I'll go and talk about that next week. I think what I'll do is I'll talk it over with the Discord, or not even talk it over. I'll probably just like say it. I do like this like little summary. I post a screenshot of all my trades, my profit loss, basically all my stats, and then I'll write this like little summary of like what I did today, where I think the market will go. It's like my own version of like a stand-up but for trading, and not stand-up comedy for those that are not in tech. I'm talking about like just my daily update. I don't know. Some of you in tech are like, yeah, I understood it, but some of you also don't know that, like, hey, you know, there are other people now in tech. Anyway, so a good amount of conviction there. I read it again, already up $5 for the day. I said, you know what, I'm just gonna go in, and now it's up $8. So that feels pretty good. Also, was keeping an eye on Spotify. Saw some really abnormal volume. Like those people that were at the stream, And in the, honestly, I called it out in the Discord, and like no one was able to find out why. But I'll just announce it here. If you have an answer for me, I will absolutely shout you out. And if you have a Theta Gang profile, I'll even like review it on the podcast. Like, so send me an email at juni@thetagang.com. If you can tell me why on November 25th there was like 18 million shares traded on Spotify. That's all I want to know. I just want to know why. That's like three times the amount of volume of the opening candle for earnings, and that's like an insane statistic. So if you know, please email me at juni@thetagang.com, and I will shout you out on the podcast, and I will, if you want, review your Theta Gang profile on the podcast too. Maybe I'll like note some stuff or do anything like, I don't know. I don't know what I'll do, but it'd be funny. It'd be fun. But if you know, this might be a cool thing to do. And for today, I think that is it. I think something that separates me from someone else is like my fear of losing in front of people is unmatched, and I think I use that as one of my core strengths. Like, for example, right now, because I'm learning right now to be more bullish when there's a bullish environment, I'm like trying to take full advantage of it, trying to put in more money as it's going up. I'm doing all this new self-found like learning that I have to do inside my inner self, right? Like, I'm being told to do this, or I'm getting inspiration to do this from other people in the community, but like at the end of the day, it's up to me to apply it. And one way that I'm thinking of this is like right now, right? Like, I'm probably gonna call this Christmas rally or something. The episode of this episode, Christmas rally, is here. I have to just be willing to be wrong, but I have to just believe in my conviction. Believe in my conviction, but be willing to be wrong. So I'm calling this the start of the Christmas rally today. You know, there is a chance that there's a reversal tomorrow and we fade for the rest of the week. But like, if I called it like today is the start of the Christmas rally. Tomorrow, red day, hey, Junie was wrong, whatever. But I think people, and this could be attributed to like other parts of trading, is like people are just scared to be wrong. But like when you like get over that hump, because being wrong equates to losing money. When you get to a point in your trading career when you have enough of a buffer after trading responsibly and doing stuff that you know works, that you've done and built up a good cash reserve, you get to a point where you're able to test strategies for free. And a lot of you are going to say, well, you could already do that with paper trading, but that doesn't count. That comes with none of the emotions of actually doing it. And that same thing with backtesting. I think those two things are so useless. That a lot of the stock market, you trade with emotion, and you're trading with like 20 years of data of like pretending that you have the personality of a rock. I think you're a beautiful person. I think you got way more personality than a rock. So why are you pretending that you're a rock and backtesting? I don't know. So if I could say one thing to just hold you guys over till the next week, is be okay with being wrong. But you have to just be really, you have to believe in what you say, and what you say translates into what you do, and how you execute your trades shows a lot of what your character is like, right? Like you come up with this entire plan to do something and you don't follow through on it. Like, what good is your word? What good is your plan? Like, you can't even trust yourself. So make do with what you have. Like, commit to things that you can commit to. Don't do anything drastic and say, oh, I'm going to make 30K this month when you've been red all year, right? Do something reasonable. Say you're going to finish off this year without like a huge red loss. You know, commit to something like that. Commit to today's the Christmas rally. I'm going to buy one share of my favorite stock every day it's green this month, because at the end of the day, because this is a Christmas rally, there's going to be more green days than there is red days. And through that thesis, you might make money already. But if you just off the cuff just already say, no, this isn't the Christmas rally, or I don't want to be wrong, we're up so much already, Dude, I have, in the beginning of this podcast, listed so many episodes of, for example, how to trade all-time highs. Oh, I'm scared. I'm going to go all cash. Have you tried losing? You're not Warren Buffett. This has been the attitude that I think that I needed to have in the very beginning of this year. But again, you kind of see the transformation of like how I'm thinking after the entire series of like Best Loser Wins. I feel like I've second-handedly sold so many copies of that book from people that are just like mentioning to me in email, and just like in the stream, people are mentioning that they bought the book. Like, it's a great book. I didn't write it. The thoughts are not original. They are not mine. But like, I'm someone that has really benefited from reading it. So it has done me a lot of good. It's done a lot of people in the Discord a lot of good too. And shout out again to Major for recommending the book to like literally everybody. It was an excellent recommendation, and definitely changed my trading career. So yeah, don't be afraid. I was gonna say be afraid. Don't be afraid of being wrong. Call something right now and just stick to it until it's wrong. Say that, Junie, you're wrong. I think the market is gonna go down. Therefore, if tomorrow is green, hey, you were wrong. Therefore, you're going to take the puts off the table or something. But like, say, for example, you do believe as well that today or tomorrow is the start of the Christmas rally. Start small. Buy like a small call. Buy a small share of a company that you like that has a P&E ratio, one that actually follows the market and not like a degenerate one, okay? But like, guess and have a thesis. Have a thesis. Be okay with your thesis being wrong, but have a direction that you're going to try and go to. I think I've alluded to this a lot, but this is the episode where I'm on top of my soapbox. Okay, I've stacked like 8 soapboxes high. I'm standing on top of this thing with no way down, and it's just like tossing and tumbling, but I'm up there. I'm up there right now. I'm tuning my horn. I'm saying I'm $102,809.89, up $6,224.08 for the day. I'm crushing the market. I am just an average person, average retail trader, average engineer, average entrepreneur doing this. I'm just an average person. I'm just an average dude. So if I can do it, you can too. And that's it. That's it. I'll see everyone next week. Later.
From what just started out as just an idea, then learning how to trade options, then building a logging platform, then partnering with TazyTrade is so surreal to me. If you'd like to trade on TazyTrade, you can see the show description from my referral link or use ThetaGain referral code, one word, all caps, when signing up to help me and support the website, podcast, and stream. This podcast, the website, and stream are all made possible because of my patrons at patreon.com/ThetaGain. Signing up helps keep the services up and alive, as well as pay my own personal bills. I do the podcast, website, and stream full-time as my primary source of income. I feel grateful to be able to do this full-time and focus on providing the best service possible for free. The podcast, website, and stream are all free, and it'll stay that way. Signing up for Patreon gives you a few perks though, so check it out again at patreon.com/ThetaGain if you're interested in helping support.
All right. We're missing a few people from this list just primarily because a good handful of people joined today. So I'm going to be sending those people up. But in the meantime, I'll be reading off the list of patrons that are already supporting me. Huge thank you to Fancy Wolf, Los Pet. Wait, hold on. Let's switch up the order. Let me do some. Let me do a little some. Boom. Okay, this one's going to be a totally new order that I've never read this in, so forgive me if I stumble, but it's going to be different. Shout out to The Jester, Bearded Savage, Y-Teen, Lord Skeletor, Tyler LM97, T-Wall 3252 Young Rich Roostered Gruffalo Slow Motion Theta Collector Sumatrix Desserts Stinger 81. Shout out to Stinger, by the way. Stinger has been asking some really good questions lately, bringing a lot of like new life, like newfound knowledge into the Discord. So that's been pretty cool. Arfman, R. Schmitty, McFly, Luca Bedour, NSIS 88, Nala, Steve Katsy, MX7, Travella, LPL, Jimmy Gill, Major, Lloydo, Can't Make Money, IRL, Turbo Ricky, My Extra. Dude, that's just me from verbal memorization. Maestro is not even next. Turbo Ricky, Mr. Integrity, Chicken Dinner, Upstream Puddle, Turfed, John Din, Espresso Bean, Joe Quirt, Ginger Minaru, J Perkins 86, Coop, Mememej, Vegeta Plank, Danu 9000, Big Dillo. Shout out to Big Dillo, by the way. He's always in the stream. So is Slow Mo. Like, there's a good handful of you. Also, NSIS. There's a lot of you that are regulars in the stream. I appreciate it a lot. Husk P, Dang High, Alexander Kerm, Fred Dog, EDC, Maestro XC, Clutch, Averillion, Los Pepes, Bins, Rustier, Kaput, Suede Slides, Bandidushi, Kamikaze Paco, Handy, Fancy Wolf, Maltman 1856, Tickle Me Elmo, and Statistically Random. yeah, just a huge thank you. I don't get a chance to actually gloat and show off. I promise next week will be regular scheduled programming. But that feels good, you know? Like, I feel like one time a year, you know, I'll have like a free pass to just toot my own horn, because I'm pretty proud of myself, man. Like I remember just losing so much money, feeling like so like desperate to win. I remember looking at the one tick graph, you know. Or the four tick graph, I think maybe that's what it was way back in the day when I was trading like Wall Street Bet stuff. Like, it mattered, you know. Like, I'm trading like the microseconds. I'm like trying to time like when I should get out my like 100 calls on like AMD or something that are like far out the money. But I got tired of that. I'm like, I knew deep down that I wasn't gonna be like a good trader. Like, that's not something that I knew that about, like, about myself. I just knew I could be a better one, like better than I was at that moment. I just knew deep down there was this, like, there was something that was calling me to stocks and options. And I think it was once I found a way to demonstrate my transparency, like, that's where it clicked for me. I was like, okay, this is my niche. I'll like show all my trades. I'll show myself streaming. I'll just be very transparent, you know, in Discord. Like, you see my screenshots and what I'm trading all the time. That was my edge. That's how I figured out what my niche was. You know how I was talking about, like, Mev is with the calls, Bandidushi with the high quantity, Major with the charting, Nala with the zebras. Me, I'm trying to be like transparent. In my last job, I've talked about this very briefly on the podcast before. One of my favorite pieces of feedback I've like ever received in my entire life. And I've been trying to pass on this feedback to others, is Junie, I think you're very authentic. And I was like, damn, like, thank you for saying that. I was so happy hearing that. It made me just so happy hearing it. And it's just something I try to always like try to demonstrate for people. Because there are other people that might be just too scared, right? They might be just too scared to show their cards. And that in itself is it's a really dangerous thing to fall into, right? But here, you found like a very small pocket. Again, this podcast doesn't get insane numbers, right? Like, I turn on my cheap Yeti microphone. It used to be a gaming headset, but you know, I upgraded it a little bit. It's not expensive by any means, but I'm just talking into a free podcast recording app like Audacity. It just records general audio into this Yeti microphone, and I just upload it to like some website, and then it automatically gets uploaded to Spotify. To you, it might seem like, oh, there's a lot of production that has to go into it, but this is not a huge endeavor. Like, the fact that you're listening to me right now for this long, and we're at the 40-minute mark, right? It's hard enough to get anyone's attention for the first 7 seconds of a video, but if you're willing to listen to me all the way to the 40-minute mark, again, like, you're in what used to be called the 1% section, but actually my complete show listen rates are, I think, like 5 times the industry standard. And that's because I think what people like hearing about me is like when I can be vulnerable, when I can be authentic. I just talk in this section, right? Like, I feel like a lot of people get a lot of positive feelings, a lot of positive affirmations here, right? Like, of just understanding like how hard doing something like Theta Game full time can be. How scary it could be, like going through like health issues. My parents, like, you guys all remember that, right? Like, everything's much better now. There's some days where it's kind of bad, but it's nowhere near like it was before. Like, you guys all went through that with me. And then honestly, like, now I'm engaged and I'm about to be married next year. Like, this is like my tiny little bubble that, like, special shout outs to the people that make it all this way. You know, some people are just like listening to the market thoughts or like the market tips or stock trading tips and that stuff. But there is a special collection of you that actually make it this far, that listen to the podcast like primarily for this part. And I just want to say thank you for everyone that continues to do this. I see it in the analytics, but like whenever... It's weird, man. Like, I'll talk into the microphone. I'll get into this section of the podcast. Sometimes I'm talking to the microphone. It really feels like I'm actually talking to you. Like, that's how good recording this section makes me feel. And I'm so grateful that I have people that actually care enough about what I listen to listen this far. Because people kill for this type of attention. People, like, they unalive themselves for this type of attention, right? Like, people these days don't get enough attention as it is, and the fact that you're giving it to me just means the world to me. That sounded kind of like grave. It sounded pretty morbid, but like, that just shows how aware I am. It's very hard to get people's attention, and it means a lot. I think it has to do a lot with like that I'm home as well. Like, I'm able to just like chill and be in my thoughts, and that's a good thing. Right, like, I think I'm in a good place right now. I feel good. Been doing a lot of really good work, like for ThetaGang.com. Dude, I have one of the biggest announcements. I think this is the, like, just flat out the biggest announcement. It's going to involve a lot of migrating of things, but I don't want to get into it yet. I don't want to over-promise and then under-deliver. But a really big announcement is coming, like the biggest in Theta Gang history. I'm really stoked for it. I hope you guys are too, and just more details later. But really, things have just been, and this is what I'll close off with. This year has been so good. I'm talking like, financially, yeah, whatever. Like, this is cool. It's not everything though, right? Like, I feel like financially it's been good, especially since I don't have a 9-to-5 job. Maybe this is the big man in the sky kind of taking care of me, giving the knowledge, as long as I'm, you know, not a dummy with the money. But you know, financially it's been really good. But like, in terms of like friendships and stuff, like, I've been able to rekindle a relationship with my I'd say like my college best friend, and now he's a part of like my like weekly sort of routine, playing pickleball, or like monthly routine of playing golf. Like, honestly, great guy, was gonna come to my wedding anyway. But, you know, I got the privilege of asking him to be my groomsman. He's going to be standing up there with me, which, you know, I'm so thankful for. I was able to ask my best man and my other groomsmen, three of the most, I think, influential people in my life. And I could say, like, I've gotten closer to a lot of people that care about me. And I see it more now when friends put in, like, sort of extra effort to talk and hang out. You know, I always, like, kind of dismiss and say, whatever, nah, I'm good, I don't want to hang out. And it was more like a joke, but, you know, I see what it takes to, like, maintain a friendship and put work into a friendship and everything, more than I have ever have. You know, not saying that I'm seeing it at the perfect level now, working on it. I'm always a work in progress. But there's this one dude, his name is Manny. Probably one of my closest guy friends I have right now, like being real. And I know that he loves me. He takes good care of me. He always thinks about me. And we're like, we go to jiu-jitsu together. He goes sometimes. I always give him poop for it. You know, like, there's days where he should have gone, but, like, he skips it because of X, Y, and Z. That's kind of like our thing. But, you know, when he's there, it makes me super happy when I see him, because I just know that jiu-jitsu is good for him. So, like, pains me when I see him not there, because he could be sad sometimes. And to some degree, it didn't affect me as much as it does now, just because I think I care a lot more about him now than I really ever have. And that's because I think me being self-employed, you know, kind of gives me more time to be present in conversations and just notice things a lot more. So, yeah, financially, I feel like I'm doing great. Friend-wise, I feel very taken care of. I feel very good there. I also got in closer to my jiu-jitsu coach. He's been my coach for, what, like 5 years? I feel like just this year, I'm starting to know who he is. And that's been also a really cool experience. Both of my coaches, I have two of them. And yeah, just being more open to like other sort of business related relationships. I don't want to really get into that. But just putting myself out there more, being more open to helping people out. That's been really helpful. So financially, feel good, even though I don't have a good paycheck. Friends, I feel good, even though I don't have that many. And then I think third is, like, spiritually, I feel really good too. I don't want to yap your guys' ear off about religion, because that's like a super big taboo, okay? Like, I don't want to do that, but I just want to say that I'm feeling really good there too, and that I think that has a lot to do with how I've just been taken on life. Like, I feel so amazing. And maybe one more thing on top of that is, like, I feel like, honestly, I'm every year I get closer to my fiance. Like, I don't think that gets talked about enough from, like, especially the guy perspective, right? Like, I think girl podcasts talk about this stuff all the time. I don't know if a guy podcast talk about this, but I feel like I've gotten closer to my fiance over this year too. I think it's just because it's also getting more and more real. Like, yeah, we've been dating for like 6 years now, but, like, we're just now getting married. And things aren't different, but I feel us getting closer together, and that feels kind of cool. So I'll always advocate for finding someone for you. I think that now this is becoming a relationship podcast. I feel like I could talk like 10 more minutes on this topic. Yeah, I'll get into it. Whatever. This is whatever. I'm feeling good today. I feel like a good default is trying to find someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. I think that should be your default. I think a lot of people are like, oh, you should work on yourself, and then you'll find someone else to be with, so you're not completing each other. You're your own version of yourselves, and you shouldn't try to change anything together. And that's correct. But you can do that. You can be happy on your own, but still look for a partner. I think Yeah, I think I've always sort of believed this, and I'm probably biased, but I think you should never give up on trying to find a partner. Do I have people in my life that have given up on finding a partner? Yes, of course. Do I try to talk them out of it? No, not really. Right? That's not my like domain. You do what you want. But if I have the ability to influence someone that could potentially be an incel or on the track to, I'm going to deviate you real quick. That is the losing team. You deserve someone for you. You are perfect the way you are. You could probably be a little bit better, but you are perfect the way you are. But there is someone out there for you. Don't give up on the idea. New Year's resolution doesn't mean like you're going to be single forever. Don't make anything like that up. Okay, we go put positive things into the world. This isn't even the New Year's podcast, and we're getting this positive affirmation stuff going right now, man. Like, it's never too early to like just like let the world know what you want, and don't be scared to like want something that might not be here like tomorrow instantly. It's okay to just have a goal, like, hey, I want to eventually meet someone. That's so much better than just always saying I'm gonna be single forever, right? You can, me just saying that, you can just like tell like, wow, that is a different perspective. Like, if you just always say I'm gonna be single forever, even as a joke, that's gonna probably happen because you're just putting that out into the world and you're gonna act on that. Oh, I'm not gonna download this app to meet someone. Oh, I'm not gonna go to this party because I'm gonna be single forever. Like, you act a lot by what you say. And a lot of things happen for what you say. And that's why I don't like derogatory humor and all this stuff. And, yeah, finally, that's it, I promise. I'm not going to go on so tangent or nothing. I'm going to say bye now. The reason why this episode's longer and maybe more passionate than usual is because this is the last podcast before I go back home. So, because right now I'm visiting my parents. It has been fun, been relaxing, been very productive, and I look forward to visiting next year, and I look forward to recording the next podcast episode for next week. Take care. Bye-bye.